Let's look at the main image on this vessel. What kind of animal is this? If you can tell right away that it is a deer, that's because, unlike with the bulls on the mug we saw earlier, artists were beginning to show figures in a much more realistic way. This is the way we are used to looking at pictures of animals today. It's amazing to think that in a place so far away and in a time period so far in the past, that they had deer just like we do today. This deer even looks like it is running, just as it would if it was being chased by a hunter. Does this vessel look similar to any other vessel you've seen in this exhibition? Which one? It is a variation on the Lekythos and is called a squat Lekythos because of its shorter and wider shape. Like the traditional Lekythos, it is also used as an oil vessel. There is one important difference between this pot and the pots before it. If you look back at some of the last few pots and then back at this one, you'll notice that the colors are the same, but that they have been reversed so that the figures are red and the rest of the pot is black. This is called red figure pottery. It was adopted by Greek pot painters about 100 years before this pot was made. In black figure pottery, artists had to carve out each detail on the pot. In red figure pottery, however, they could use a paintbrush to more easily paint on details. So, the red figure technique encouraged painters to apply modeling and detail to their work. Which version do you like better?